Tonight's shir is L'ulei Nishmas HaRav Reuven Meir Ben Shmuel Abba Zichrono Livracha. That's Rabbi Reuven Meir Gross.
Thank you, Mitch. And Shama Shahab and Aliyah and the Torah that we're learning tonight should hopefully be a schus. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're celebrating the Simcha of David Anechi Perlman here in Lakewood, New Jersey, and pleased to be given the shir from the parking lot, which is Baruch Hashem is the quietest place on the block. Just a big hearty mazel tov to the entire shir enjoyment family. Any simcha that we enjoy is a collective simcha for everybody. So we should only know if simcha is going forward. We should only hear besuras tovos. And we should always have many reasons to smile. So tonight's share is a recap of Parshas Vayakhel. And it's a fascinating Parsha because when you take a look at it, it has so much of what has already been said in Truma and Tetzava. In fact, if someone was a senior editor or the chief editor of the Torah, you would think that this particular Parsha, which has so many references that are previously mentioned in terms of the build-out of the Mishkan, the Menorah, the Atzei Shittim, Davne Miluim, Davne Shoham, all of these different stones that fit on the breastplate, the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol, together with the establishment and the construction of the Mishkan, it is rather duplicative. So the question that's quite obvious is why does the Torah repeat itself here? And this was actually raised this past Shabbos in discussion with a good chavra of mine, Rabbi Michael Belgrade. And he proposed this question, and the discussion actually evolved into understanding the prior Vayikalu, which is again a lesson in congregation, that Vayikalu al Aron, that they came upon Aaron. It doesn't say El Aron, it says Al Aron. The idea is that they came upon Aaron, asking him, "What should we do? How should we go ahead and create a new God?" Because Ayish Moshe, Einenu, like this Moshe leader that we used to have, he's no longer with us. So we need someone to help guide us. And so that was rather an event that was disrespectful. It was an event that was non-constructive. It was an event that was, frankly speaking, abominable. And so the Torah in this week's Parsha has a different type of Vayakhilu, of where they gather. The word Vayakhel also comes from the root word kehal, which is congregation. And here we see that Klal Yisrael came with purpose, and they came with a mission statement, and they came with goals, and they were strategically oriented to align themselves with meeting those objectives, meeting those goals. And that's what this parsha and how it rectifies itself. So yes, in the past, there may have been times when there are shortcomings in the line of sight of people by which certain individuals, and myself included, and we all make silly decisions at one point or another, but Urisa Ma'achorai, we have the opportunity, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with, to look at things in retrospect. And Upanai Lo Yiro, at the time, sometimes when someone's doing something, it's not so easy or obvious to allow a person to hear this conduct is not acceptable, but rather, when Upanai Lo Yiro, in the actual event, as they are transpiring, people get lost in the frenzy. And that's when unfortunate things occur. However, there's always an opportunity to rectify. And that's when the Jewish people came and they donated Machzis HaShekel. And we've discussed the word Machzis before. We say that Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavos. How do we know that charity saves an individual from death? Because we look at the word Machzis, which means half. And we take the tzadi in the middle letter, and it's surrounded by chayim, pushing away mesim, pushing away death. So as a person draws himself closer toward charity and charitable causes, he draws in the life, which is the chai, the ches, and the yud that surround the tzadi, and pushes out the mes, the mem, and the taf that begin and end the word machzis. Second understanding of this is that we understand that there's a story from the Chafetz Chaim that he went around collecting for his yeshiva and for the development of his sfarim that he can, distribute to all of European Jewry. And he came upon one prominent gvir, one prominent, very wealthy person. And he asked him for a donation. And the person said, "You're the Chafetz Chaim. You're Yisrael Meir Kagan. You're the great Gadol HaDar. Here, take whatever money you need, $100,000, whatever money it is that you need. I'll write you one check, and then you won't have to ask anybody else for help." Chafetz Chaim refused. He said, no, this is the concept of where everyone has a chilek in this particular zchus of bringing these svarim to the world of Jewry. And so everyone had an opportunity to give a little bit to the cause. And the Chafetz Chaim turned down this tremendous opportunity to close out all of the necessary funding that he had to raise. And that speaks to Machzis HaShekel, that we're incomplete until we see ourselves as part of a broader community, a part of a broader whole, so that when my neighbor gives and I give, and it doesn't have to be a lot, but as long as it's something, that's what contributes to ultimate success. We've discussed in the past in Parshas Truma about Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes, the three types of giving. We've said that Zahav is Zeh Anosim Bari. Kesef, that Zahav is that is one who gives with all his faculties. And then you have the second level, which is Kishiyesh Sakana Poseach, that when there's a time of danger, then that's when a person tries to obviate by giving charity. And then the third is Nechoshes, the bronze level, is Nesina Schola Sha'amar Tanu, that the giving of an individual is when he's no longer able to control his giving, meaning he can't enjoy it anymore. So he says, just take it away. So this is the levels of giving. One final thought to close out. We know that Rabbi Sacks actually says a beautiful thought on this week's Parsha. He says it begins by Parsha's Truma, where we see that Klal Yisrael, when they're involved in an endeavor to build the Mishkan, then there are no complaints to Hashem. We don't find any complaints in this week's Parsha. We find that not only did the people give, they gave a hosar, and they gave plenty more than what they were required to give. And then again in Bekudei, the same message, that Moshe Rabbeinu blesses them with the bracha, that whatever it is that comes to their hand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless it. And we give the same bracha here tonight, that Yimala Hashem Kol Mashal Asecha L'Tova, that on, in a schus of a wedding, which when is when we have the unique opportunity to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that those that are in need of a shidduch, those are, that are in need of parnasa, those that are in need of chizuk, should find it speedily, so that we can usher in one simcha followed by another simcha. And in that schus, we should only have reasons to smile. And Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people, and in particular, the Perlman family tonight, should continue to be Mesameach. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you Hatzlacha, Bracha, Kol Tov, and a successful week.